On Tiber's banks, Tiber, whose waters glide in slow meanders down Gagera's side, and circling all horrid mountains round, rushes impetuous to the deep profound, rolls over the ragged rocks with hideous yell, collects its waves beneath the earth's vast shell. There for a while in loud confusion hurled, it crumbles mountains down and shakes the world. Till borne upon the pinions of the air, through the rent earth the bursting waves appear, fiercely propelled with whitened billows rise, break from the cavern and ascend the skies. Then, lost and conquered by superior force, through hot Arabia holds its rapid course, the tiger banks where scarlet jasmines bloom, and purple aloes shed rich perfume, where, when the sun is melting in his heat, the reeking tigers find a cool retreat, bask in the sedges, lose the sultry beam, and wanton with their shadows in the stream, on the Tiber's banks by sacred priest revered, where on the days of old a god appeared. 'Twas the dead of night, at Chalmers' feast, the tribe of Alvarez slept around the priest. He spoke, as evening thunders bursting near, his horrid accents broke upon the ear, attend Aldarast, with your sacred priest. This day the sun is rising in the east, the sun, which shall illuminate all the earth. Now is rising in a mortal birth. He vanished like a vapour of the night, and sunk away in a faint blaze of light. Swift from the branches of the holy oak, horror, confusion, fear, and torment broke. And still, when midnight trims her mazy lamp, they take their way through the Tiber's watery swamp, on Tiber's banks, close ranked on warring terrain, stretched to the distant edge of glacier's pain. So, when arrived at Gagea's highest steep, we view the wide expansion of the deep. See, in the gliding of her watery robe, the quick declension of her circling globe. But from the blue sea a chain of mountains rise, blended at once with water and with skies, beyond our vast extension curled, the check of waves, the guardians of the world, strong were the warriors as the ghost of corn, who threw the hill of archers to the lawn, and when the soft earth at his appearance fled, the rising billows played around his head, when a strong tempest rising from the main dashed the full clouds unbroken on the plain. Nikau, immortal in the sacred song, held the red sword of war and led the strong. From his own tribe the sable warriors came, well tried in battle and well known in fame. Nikau descended from the god of war, who lived coeval with the morning star. Narada was his name, who cannot tell how all the world through great Narada fell. Vichon, the god who ruled above the skies, looked on Narada but with envious eyes. The warrior dared him, ridiculed his might, bent his white bow and summoned him to fight. Vichon, disdainful, bade his lightnings fly and scattered burning arrows in the sky, threw down a star, the armor of his feet, to burn the air with supernatural heat, bid a loud tempers roar beneath the ground, lifted him up and bore him through the sea, the waters still ascending fierce and high. He towered into chambers of the sky, and there Vichon sat, his armor on his bed. He thought Narada the mighty dead. Before his seat the heavenly warrior stands, the lightning quivered in his yellow hands. The god, astonished, dropped, hurled from the stalk the shore. He dropped his to torments, and to rise no more, headlong he falls. 'Tis his own arms compel, condemn him in ever-burning fires to dwell. From this Narada, mighty Nikau sprung, the mighty Nikau, furious, wild, and young, who led the embattled archers to the field, to the moor a thunderbolt upon his shield. That shield his glorious father died to gain, and when the white warriors fled across the plain, when the full sails could not provoke a flood, till Nikau came and swelled the seas with blood. Slow, at the end of his robust array, the mighty warrior pensive took his way against the son of Nir, the young Rest. Once the companion of his youthful breast, strong with the passions of the sun Nair, strong as the tempest of the evening air, insatiate in desire, fierce as the boar, firm in resolve as Cannae's rock shore, long had the gods endeavoured to destroy all Nikau's friendships, happiness and joy. They sought in vain, till the cat, Beachon's son, never in feats of wickedness outdone, saw Nika, sister to the mountain king, dressed beautiful with all the flowers of spring. He saw and scattered poison in her eyes. From limb to limb in varied form he flies, dwelt her crimson lip and added grace to every glossy feature of her face. Forest was fired with passion at the sight, friendship and honour sunk the cat's right. He saw, he loved, and burning with desire bore the soft maid from brother, sister, sire. Pining with sorrow, Nika faded, died, like a fair aloe in the morning pride. This brought the warrior to the bloody mead, and sent the young Varest the threatening reed. He drew his army forth. Oh, need I tell that Nikau conquered and the lovers fell? His breathless army mantled all the pain, and death sat smiling on the heaps of slain. The battle ended with his reeking dart. The pensive Nikau pierced his beating heart, and to his mourning valiant warriors cried, I and my sister's ghost are satisfied.